What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's another week. Welcome back to the program. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. And as I said, we're about to do that countdown. It all comes from that lovely website. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you head on over there on the internet.
You'll find that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire National Top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by all of our 30-plus Canadian campus and community radio partner stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more, so go check it out.
All kinds of good stuff there, and you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com, that's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you, and we are doing it in this program. In addition to the top 20, we have a jam-packed show that includes Stephen Karlik from Exclaim Magazine with music news. Brian's got the lowdown. We're talking to St. John, New Brunswick artist Wayne Hansen in this program, and we're also featuring Teenage Kicks. Peter from Teenage Kicks joins us a little later on this hour, chat about their album, and they will be playing at the Halifax Pop Explosion. We told you last week we are going to be starting a contest, and that contest will kick off with this show. If you're listening to us right now, you have the opportunity to head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and like the photo that is on our Facebook page right now. It is on the very top. We have it pinned to the top of our page, and you could win two passes to the Halifax Pop Explosion. This is big, people. This is big. I'm going to keep saying it. It's big until Brian cuts me off. It's real big. So this is it's good. You get a chance to win. So make sure you head over there and like the photo and also like our page in order for your chance to win. Lots of movement this week, Brian?
Yeah, all kinds of things falling off the charts, coming new into the charts. We have a new number one this week, which is the first week in a couple of weeks. We had Cold Specs fall off the charts down to number 43. Arkell's no longer on the program. They fall from number 17 to completely off the Earshot charts. All kinds of different things coming into the charts as well. We have a couple of debuts in the top 20 this week. And one that I got wrong, In-Flight Safety had a massive debut last week at number 21. I was like, they're definitely going to be in...
And it
into
didn't
the
happen?
Program this week, and then they fell to 37.
Oh my lord! Maybe some of the maybe
I'm doubting
they
my
charted
abilities.
High. Maybe they charted high because a bunch of stations got the CD, but not all of the stations got it. So
maybe don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with them. But we've got 20 albums to bring you in the next 2 hours, and we're going to kick it all off with number 20. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Falling down from number 15 to number 20 is Teen Anger from their new record EP LP. You're going to hear Negative Zeros. New to the program is the new record from Sloan called Commonwealth at number 19, up from 33. And you're going to hear So Far, So Good. And debuting at number 18 is the new one from The Wooden Sky called Let's Be Ready. And you're going to hear a track called Saturday Night.
Here's Negative Zeros on the Earshot 20. It's your number 20 this week. Teen Anger, stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
I speak to those who have accepted their fate. Their spirits high, though no chariot awaits. People are down on this world, but we only have one. Isn't that better than none? Don't be surprised when we elect another liar. Did you learn nothing from 5 seasons of The Wire?
Debuting at number 18 this week, that was The Wooden Sky from the album Let's Be Ready. You heard Saturday Night. Before that, you heard from Sloan. Their new record is into the program for the first time at number 19, up from its debut at 33 the week before, and it's called So Far So Good. And we started off with Teen Anger. They're at number 20, falling from 15 this week from EPLP. You heard a track kicking off the program called Negative Zeros.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Great website you should check out. Another great website you should check out is exclaim.ca. And we're going to take a break from the charts to catch up with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. He's a senior editor there and friend of ours here on the show. Stephen, welcome back to the program this week.
Hello.
So we'll kick things off, a little bit of news from Belle and Sebastian. They're announcing a new album.
Yeah, good news for Belle and Sebastian fans. It has been 4 years since the Scottish band put out an LP. That one was called Write About Love in 2010. They have a new album now on the horizon. It is called Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. The record was recorded in Atlanta, Georgia by Ben H. Allen, who's worked with artists like Gnarls Barkley and Animal Collective, and they mixed some of it in Glasgow and mastered it at Abbey Road Studios. The album will be out courtesy of Matador Records on January 19th, a few months after the band reissues most of their catalog via vinyl, which will be out in the coming weeks, so keep an eye out for that. There's a two-minute trailer for the new album, Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance, available online now. You can watch it and get a taste of the album and also see some in-studio footage of the band. They have tour dates, but none of them in Canada yet. There's sure to be a tour coming at least at some point around the album, so keep your eye out for that. But new music from the band, so that's something.
Sounds cool. And in the vein of releases, we're going to continue chatting about that and talk about Wu-Tang Clan, who has a new release coming out.
Yeah, and in a cool way. So Wu-Tang Clan have been working on their new album, A Better Tomorrow, for quite a while now. There was a collection released in an edition of one, which the band was apparently asking $1 million for. That was kind of an interesting thing. Now they've announced that the long-promised album, A Better Tomorrow, will arrive by Black Friday, which is November 28th, and the album will be rolled out as a special package by a speaker company, Boombotics. So Billboard reports that the unusual release will come in the form of a portable Bluetooth speaker that will come preloaded with the selection of songs from the album. There are 8 tracks on A Better Tomorrow, along with 2 extra instrumentals and an exclusive song called Big Horn B. The track list for the album is on our website. You can read it. And you can see a picture of the kind of cool speaker, which will apparently retail for $79.99 and start shipping out on November 17th if you order it from Boombotics' online shop or at Zoomies stores. So keep an eye out. Pretty cool thing, actually. I mean, who knows how good the speaker is going to sound, but it's a neat thing for sure. Definitely a collectible for the hardcore Wu-Tang fans who I know are out there.
Cool way to put out music, for sure. And can you play anything else on the speaker, or does it just play the album and that's it?
I'm not sure. I would imagine that you can plug, like, there'll be, like, an aux cable or something, that it'll come preloaded with that, with the album, but that you can probably play other things on it.
So cool. So if you're a big Wu-Tang fan, then you've got that album, plus you've got your iPod just full of different Wu-Tang albums, and you're just playing it all the time.
There you go.
All right, you've also got some news about Kanye West.
Yeah, some weird and disappointing news, and maybe some truth padding on the part of Theophilus London, who last week tweeted that Kanye played his new album that he's been working on for a while now, his follow-up to Yeezus. London promised that Kanye played his new LP three times in a row at a listening party in Paris. It was for a party during Paris Fashion Week, and he tweeted, "Shortly after this picture, a picture in which he and Kanye are standing next to each other, I only remember Kanye playing his new albums three times in a dark room of 20. Just a few days later, a week or so later, he has now tweeted, Kanye West album isn't finished for all you hypebeast bloggers out there writing for your magazine blogs. So, while it's unclear how Kanye West played an album that wasn't finished, or that wasn't done, I guess what he means is that Kanye played a version of it, but the album is not totally done after all. He might have played an unfinished version of the album, or maybe Theophilus London was just making things up. But we know now to take those tweets with a grain of salt, and we're all still waiting to hear that Kanye West album, finished or not.
It's definitely strange. It's a weird story, and I wonder if they were listening to maybe just some different music, maybe even if it was stuff that Kanye had worked on in the past and just hadn't actually released.
Yeah, or cutting room stuff that he had made for the album but isn't going to make the cut now. It's a weird story, especially since it's all coming through Theophilus London, who apparently is a guest on the forthcoming album. So I guess we'll have to see what the deal is there.
Well, we'll see what happens. Kanye West, always a gem in the news, so he'll definitely give us, he'll let us know when it's ready.
Yes, he will.
All right, we're going to cut back to the charts. Stephen will join us in the second hour of the program, so look forward to that. And Brian's going to let you know now what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from the Rural Alberta Advantage there at 17, down from 13 from the album Mended with Gold. You're going to hear a track called Terrified. And debuting at number 16 this week is Caribou from the brand new record Our Love. You're going to hear a track called All I Ever Need.
Terrified, honey, I got you if you pull the knife. Our heart was gonna grow tonight.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was All I Ever Need by Caribou. Their new record, Our Love, debuts at number 16 this week. And starting off that set of music was a track called Terrified by the Rural Alberta Advantage. They're at number 17, down from 13. And the record is called Mended with Gold.
Lots more of the countdown to bring you in this hour, but we're going to take a quick break from the music to catch up with Peter of Teenage Kicks. The Toronto-based alt-rock band is on a across Canada tour that includes stops in St. John, New Brunswick, where this program is recorded and broadcast from, and Halifax Pop Explosion as well. Peter joins me on the line now. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
So before we talk about all the great shows you've got lined up, I want to chat a bit about your album. Tell us what the recording process was like for Spoils of Youth.
A pain in the butt. we basically ended up doing it twice, and even the time period leading up to the first go through was much longer than it should have been. So we went to California and we made the record with a guy named Alan Johannes, who was a member of M Crooked Vultures and Queens of Stone Age and a bunch of fun stuff, and we got home and it just kind of wasn't up to snuff. It just didn't sound the way we wanted it to, and so we had a few people try and mix it, and no one could really do anything with it, so we ended up making it again ourselves, the majority of which was done in our basement, and yeah, that was basically it. I mean, that's the short version of it.
And happier with the quality of product that that came out of the basement recording?
Big time. Oh, yeah, and it wasn't like a matter of performance or anything like that. It was just like, it was all sonics that was the issue, so...
And the album follows the release of a couple of EPs of yours that you've had previously. Has there been a change in the sound for you guys, or have you been pretty consistent in that regard?
Fairly consistent. I find that the second EP is a little more poppier and a little cleaner sounding. So I think the record ended up being a combination of the two, as well as the record ended up being a bit more of an experiment in sparseness in terms of some of the slower songs. The arrangements were intentionally left to be a bit more bare. I have a bad habit of filling space with a lot of different instruments, and I intentionally made the record be the opposite of that.
And I mentioned tour dates earlier that include stops in St. John, where this show is recorded and broadcast from, and that is on October 17th. Then you'll head to Halifax Pop Explosion on October 21st with some shows happening in between there as well. What are you most looking forward to with Halifax Pop?
Well, I've always wanted to play. I think I've applied to Halifax Pop probably 6 times over the years since I first started playing in my old band. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited. I love the East Coast. The last time we went, it was March, and we didn't have a ton of time due to the rooting of it. We actually have a day off before Halifax Pop Explosion and a day off after, so lots of time to visit Halifax and kind of see things and watch other bands. I'm particularly excited that we're getting to play 5 shows with the Flatliners and Solids, and I think our show at Halifax Pop is actually with Single Mothers as well. So it's good getting to see friends from home in a different place.
Lots of taking in the Maritimes and the East Coast, which we've been told we're very nice over here. So I'm sure you'll be welcome with open arms.
I hope so.
TeenageKicksRock.com for a full list of dates that include Ontario, the East Coast, and more. You're not going to want to miss these guys. Check it out. Peter, thanks for taking the time to drop us a line.
Thanks for talking to me.
More of the charts on the way right now in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Here is Teenage Kicks on the Earshot 20.
Cross me once, you cross me again. Roadless travel is a favorite friend. Oh, Brooklyn Bridge. I'm afraid of failure, I'm afraid to begin. Turned out like a boy scout with no better stitching. Oh, Brooklyn Bridge. You're falling to the ground, just build it up. If you're falling to the ground, just build it up. If you're falling to the ground, broken bridges falling down, just build up. So
trust me once, you trust me again. Roadless travel is a fair-weathered friend. If you fall into the ground, just build it up. If you fall into the ground, just build it up. If you fall into the ground, just build it up. If you fall into the ground, just build it up. If you fall
listening to the Earshot 20, number 15.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 14.
I'm so glad I came. I don't know your name.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Theme from Monomyth by Monomyth from their new record Saturnalia Regalia at number 14, down from number 4. You also heard from Mozart's Sister in a track called Enjoy from their new record Being at number 15, down from 11. And we also heard from Teenage Kicks with a track called Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, big thanks to Peter for joining us. And Theme from Monomyth, I feel like if I had a television show, that'd be a good song because it's got theme in the name.
What would be the theme, or not the theme of the program, Monomyth? What would be the synopsis here?
It would be...
You've spoken though a few times, so you
what
should...
So I'm trying to break down now. Mono...
Let's just stop.
Myth.
I feel like you have no idea.
No, let me work on it. It's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you're just joining us, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio. We've had a pretty jam-packed show so far. Still more to bring you in this hour, and we're going to do that in just a couple of minutes. Remember, head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. It's your way to win with us on the Earshot 20. We have two tickets to give away to the Halifax Pop Explosion, where you can hear Teenage Kicks and all kinds of other great bands, and we'll be interviewing some more in the upcoming weeks. That's happening near the end of the month. So head on over to facebook.com/earshot20 for your chance to enter and win. Three more tracks to bring you in this hour. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
We're going to start off with FKA Twigs at number 13. Dropping one spot this week is LP1 and the track entitled Kicks.
Thank you. when you're not tell me, what do I do? Baby, it's clear.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
Them all. I wanna know what they're doing now. I'm gonna give them a call. It was the summer of love, and now it's turning to fall. It feels like I've been away so long.
Shot 20. Number 11.
Yes.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Between the Lines by Elephant Stone. They drop to number 11 for number 10 this week, and their most recent record is entitled Three Poisons. Before that, you heard from Zeus and Miss My Friends from their new album, Classic Zeus, at number 12, up from number 14. And also dropping one spot from number 12 to 13 this week was FKA Twigs from LP1. You heard Kicks.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com every week. It's Canada's national countdown show. We broadcast and record out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in. And stick around in the next hour of the program. We've got the top 10, some more interviews, the lowdown, and Stephen Karlick joins us again. So stick around for that. Also, don't forget, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and your chance to win with the Halifax Pop Explosion. Two tickets on our Facebook page. Just like the page, like the photo. It's that easy. Stick around. There's more on the way after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.